Titans getting ready for the Green Bay Packers. Short week, an opponent that you haven't seen in 4 years. Challenges of preparation.
Yeah, it is, but they're not very complicated. They're just very good at what they do. You know, it's easier coming off a win. Winning Monday night gives these guys a lot more confidence, I think, going into the week. Started slow this week. We got a lot of meeting time, a lot of reps, but just took the physical part out of the workout today. We'll get back on schedule tomorrow. So we've had plenty of time to watch film. There won't be any shortage there, and we know they're pretty special on both sides of the ball, and they're playing some good football right now, and they're looking to have a week off during the playoffs, so it's going to be a great opportunity for us.
Packers' defense is vastly improved over 2011. Where do you see the difference, and what are they doing well?
Yeah, I just don't think they're doing as much. I think they've simplified it. They got a young group. They've had injuries. In fact, Matthews has been out a little bit, so they've had some guys hurt. They're keeping other things a little simpler, not taking as many risks, and they can get after you. They got great speed, great athletes. It's pretty much either 3-4 scheme, so a lot of linebackers on the field. And, usually they're playing with a lead of some sort, so it makes life a little bit easier for them. So hopefully we can keep this thing close and make have them guessing a little bit. But they're playing well, and they're playing consistent.
Does it help you that you've seen a 3-4 defense quite a bit this year and actually last Monday?
Yeah, we have, and they're very similar to Texans in our division. Playing a lot of that same type of under 3-4 look, and they're good at it. And teams that are good and successful, usually it's not about tricking you. It's about outplaying you, playing harder than you, finding a way to make plays, and that's what they do on both sides of the ball.
Where are you focusing your efforts to get your offense playing even better this week?
We just got to come out in this game, and this is almost like we used to play Indy with Peyton Manning in the past. The thinking has to be that we have to stay on the field as an offense. We have to move the chains, take what they give us kind of mentality. Don't worry about the bomb. Don't worry about the huge play. There'll be an opportunity for a couple of those maybe in the run game and the pass game, but stay out there. Kind of try to wear them out a little bit, give our defense a good rest, and keep Rodgers off the field because he's just dangerous when he's out there.
What's the challenge for your receivers in the pass game this week?
Just again, we're going to, the injuries are going to be a concern, who's actually healthy when the time comes, but we just got to catch whatever's thrown to you and know that we just like even the tight ends. I think the tight ends can be a big part of this this week of catching that 5 and 6 yard pass, maybe turn into an 8-9 yard gain. Those are things we have to do smart so we can stay on the field. So it's going to be a challenge for all of us against a good football team in a great environment. All the history and tradition of playing at Lambeau, I think it's an awesome deal in December. Nice cool weather, everything you want football, so it's going to be fun to go down there and play.
And your special teams have to be on alert, your coverage teams in particular, because of Randall Cobb.
Yeah, he's special. We liked him when he was at Kentucky, and he's a guy who can make a lot of plays, and definitely every phase of the game they have some dangerous weapons that can run past you and make plays, and that's why they have been so successful these last 3 to 5 years. So it's a good opportunity to find out where we're at as a team. We've been struggling a little bit. I think defensively it's going to be interesting to see where the defense has played very well. Our defense the last 5-6 weeks to see how we measure up against a pretty good offense.
Finally, Monday night was a motivator for your team this past week. Do you expect going to Lambeau Field and taking on the Packers to be the same sort of motivator?
Yeah, I do. I think there's no way these guys aren't excited about this opportunity. The whole atmosphere of getting there, the little town we stay in, 40 minutes away from Lambeau, the whole experience I think is kind of neat, and there's so much tradition in this game that, I think they're excited about it. You're playing a team that wants to win. It's a big battle. They're going to be the team you're going to watch in the playoffs in a couple weeks, so you want to see where we're at, and I think this is a great opportunity. I think they're excited to play and to build off Monday night.
That's head coach Mike Munchak, and that's this week's Pinnacle Preview.